world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Welcome to our season 7, episode 21.
We made the ghost out of it.
Dear Lord.
Did we though? Did we though?
No.
No. But for the sake of the pun, we did.
I think we did, maybe. The show, not so much. I think.
Yeah. They did. They made eyeballs
as a whole.
Like, at the end, when Ari's like, I'm going to open up the paranormal investigations, I'm like, you should just become an optometrist, because that's what the show was about. It was just about eyeballs. We're not ghost hunters, but what we do have is eyeballs.
Eyeballs.
Oh, Jesus. Ghost. We'll get to you, mister.
Just you wait. We'll get to you.
You stinking kids. Well, actually, there's a stinking kid, so that was accurate.
It's all connected.
Well, to be fair, you were a stinking kid, so.
Even though he was totally dressed like the classic future person that always wears pure white. You know
what
how
is
it
about
is.
That? Like,
I don't know.
Like,
they
only have
the
white
future
in the future?
Won't spill anything? Like, I'm terrible at that. I'm a messy
like, that
eater.
That kid fell over and his butt was all brown. It looked like he shat himself.
He might have shattered himself.
He just shat himself. Cold blimey.
He just shattered himself.
Anyway.
You.
What is up with me?
Me?
I don't know. You became British.
She's gone crazy, man. She's seeing black eyes. She's like, get away from me. You know how it is.
You do talk to a British old lady. You're like, hello!
Herp's on the way, dear! I got the other two MMPR pop vinyls that I didn't get before. So now those are done. Pop vinyls for MMPR.
Of what? I wasn't listening. I mean,
Power
I was
Rangers.
Kind of listening, but... Power Rangers like Gingaman?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got figures of Skull Kid and Sheik. Those are neat. I bought a couple Transformers. And I think that's it.
Oh my god, you didn't even check your blog. First time in six.
No, I just have to look at my desk.
Oh, okay, that's your new blog.
I'm currently sorting Pokemon cards. And the new kitten's attacking my leg.
Leave me alone.
You're not being good.
I was attacked by a kitten in the project. So cute.
You probably were attacked by a kitten in the projects. You do live in Aurora.
Well,
those kittens have knives.
Scratching up my legs and biting my toes up. Trying to eat them.
Dawson runs into a kitchen, pulls out a switchblade.
A kitchen?
Damn it! I was hoping you wouldn't notice.
It's okay, I was trying to think about what a switchblade was, and I temporarily pictured an Astro Switch with a knife sticking out of it.
Wow.
Did well.
West Side Story.
That's
how I defend myself.
Figure out how
just start
a
doing a dance
wields
number.
A knife. Like, does it have arms? It's like the hills have eyes, except the kitchen has arms.
Exactly.
Switchblade.
Ball.
Classic. Classic Toku ruining all words.
Classic penis.
Classic.
Classic roast beef.
Brian, I got
Slybug
candy.
Bug candy?
I got Cybug King Candy.
I've been having that. Oh. Was that one of them?
I have no idea.
Them, like, mission them. Things?
It's one of them daily mission ones. But I got the Tuxedo Ralph. He's one of the ones from the little weekend deal.
Yeah, I don't do those.
Well, I did them, and I got him, and I got a Breath Mint.
I got all the characters, though. Like, except did for you? Those ones. Yeah.
I'm only missing four. According to this, I'm only missing four characters.
I need two
are from Wreck-It Ralph.
I don't have all of the, like, daily mission ones, because those take a while. But
that's what I'm missing.
I have everyone else except Mrs. Nesbitt.
You don't.
Couldn't you see the hat?
I can't find her or him or whatever you want to say.
You know how to get it?
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know.
Go into Sid's sister's room.
But like, I can't. I don't know why. I've played so many times and I can't.
You just can't find Mrs. Nesbitt.
I can't find Mrs. Nesbitt.
Can you even see the hat? I want a shirt that says, can you even see the hat, and just has a picture of Buzz pointing to it.
If only we still had that shirt store. We could make all these things.
You just go to Cathay Press and make them.
I guess. It would be so much easier because we could just tell a minion to design it for us. Be like, Minion, do this, and then Minion does it.
Banana.
What?
Banana. I'm trying to figure out how I'm missing only four characters, but I've just seen like six. I got six blank with. How the fuck is it counting? This is really bad at counting.
So am I. Don't forget three.
Don't forget
the tip I learned from Chanel number two and. I always remember it.
What about Chanel? She's kind of stupid.
Hey.
She's a dumb whore.
That made it better.
I'm not a
good
whore.
Good job defusing the situation.
I don't defuse anything. I just let it explode in your mouth.
Ew.
I kind of agree on that one.
Yeah. Let's not save people's lives by defusing bombs. Classic. I'm just imagining I'm imagining the Kevining now, but like Kevin is one of those bomb diffusers, and instead he's like, I'm just gonna let it explode in your mouth, boom, whole precinct dies. Like, just for that punchline.
I let it explode in your mom's mouth. She enjoyed it.
That's what your daddy
said. Only 6 calories.
Burn! I'm done, so I don't know why we're still here.
Oh, okay.
Because we don't leave, that's why.
Francis, been I don't here know for why 6 we're still years. Here. Just living in this panic room. Okay, mine's pretty quick. I finally found the Silver Morpher, so I'm happy about that. I just need the supercharged white albino mini Tira thing.
That sounds like my one-ups.
I picked up a Marvel Legends Bucky figure from Civil War because I passed up on a Sam figure that they didn't have, and this Bucky didn't have a really weird-looking face, so I'm like, hey, why not? And after catching up on American Horror Story while I'm waiting for Hotel to go up next week, I signed up for a Hulu free trial so that I could catch up on Scream Queens, and after I did that, I decided to take full advantage of it and caught up on You're the Worst, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and Last Man on Earth, so I was just, like, constantly binging so I wouldn't have to pay for it, and I, like, canceled, like, just in the nick of time. So that's basically been my life, is just...
Have you slept?
Well, I don't sleep very often in general.
Or did you do like Brian and just, like, have six TVs going at once to keep up?
No, just the one TV and the two computer monitors, and then the iPad, and the DS. But, yeah, so I didn't want to have to pay for it, and, like, Hulu's the only place that has certain things, so it was a nice kind of buffer, though, like, marathoning all these sitcoms instead of marathoning horror that will disturb me for the rest of my days. that's next week when the hotel goes up. But at least, like, to soothe the next few days, there'll be a large black man to keep me company this weekend while I wait for the hotel to go up.
Sounds about right for you. Large
black Arrow's man also going into syndication, so that's going to make the rerun rounds. So.
Yeah, they're hitting 100, so once you hit 100 episodes, that's what happens.
So. How come Chuck's not in syndication? I want to rerun watch the shit out of that. Or Vampire Diaries. What the hell, man? You got to get on that. I don't know why I went British for that one. That was a choice.
Maybe nobody sold it. Someone has to buy it.
Well, they need to get on that. Buying and selling things. You know how it is. DOS them out. Just for this segment, not the whole podcast.
Damn it. I, too, have found a white... I found the white T-Rex thing, but I didn't buy it. I bought the Titanomorpher instead. I don't know why I said white. Silver Ranger thing, and then... fuck. Well.
What?
So you beeped.
Right in my ear. I got a Noibat plush, because Noibat is adorable. I finally got that Mew and Mewtwo collection from Barnes & Noble.
Rest in peace, your wallet.
Not really. Well, I went and I looked up on the thing and it said, oh, they have one. So I'm like, great. So we go to the store, we're looking around, and I finally find it, and they have it like behind the counter, like reserved for someone. This was like a week ago. I'm like, well, fuck me. And it's like the only one in the store. So we went back the other day and I did the same thing, and I saw it on the shelf and I just grabbed it and just like carried it around like a small child around the entire store. And I got that, and I got the MMPR Volume 1 graphic novel. And ruined my story. And we went to check out, because like, let's go buy it. Because when I had it the first time, I was like, oh, I have a 20% off one item coupon, which would be great because this is an expensive thing. But they were like, oh, you get double member discount, so you get 20% off everything. So I'm like, oh, well, fuck me. Let's go now and buy it. And so I got up to the counter and
gave him the coupon.
The girl checking me out was like,
damn!
She saw me buying the
check out that coupon.
That's right.
Put that in the dryer.
I'm gonna put my cup on. And she was like, oh, you're going to be...
Football player like, quote. Sorry.
You're making someone very sad by buying that. I'm just like, okay.
Why would you be making someone sad?
I don't know.
It was on the maybe shelf. Like,
exactly. Well, we think maybe they might have like just told someone they had one or something, and then I bought it. Which would be funny.
Well, it's their own damn fault. They should have been faster.
Exactly. That's my thinking. Which meant I spent my entire weekend after that going back through my cards, because then I took all... Now that I had those boxes, I took all the duplicates out that weren't like the holos and reverse holos, and I filled up almost the Venusaur box and pretty much all of the Charizard box. But I got like a lot more space. And I even left like blank spaces so that way any more packs from any of the X and like any more cards from any of the X and Y sets, I'll be able to just stick them in there in a spot numerically. And I still have like over half of my second binder empty now. So that's pretty nice.
Let it be known that I'm incredibly proud of you.
I'm not sure for which part.
For having so many Pokemon cards.
Oh, well, I'm proud. I wasn't sure if it was the cards, or just the overly OCD way that I sorted everything, or the amount of time I spent working on it, or any and all of the above.
Everything.
Yeah. So that was fun, and then I finally got my box with the whale gun. The whale gun is cool. It's a little bit of a tight fit on my hand because I have a large man hand, unlike Brian. But I can still hold it. The gas shat, though, that thing is fun. I like to just push the button and make it go shakaliki spots.
Everything about that toy just makes me happy.
Like, it makes so many fun noises. Like, I love it so. And I got the Ninja Turtle movie with the little figures from Walmart because that's the only version of the movie to buy. I spent $130 on a Belle and Gaston figure from the Disney store because
he was going to die.
Somebody required me to buy it in order to maintain my living status.
Man, I'm having deja vu.
Yeah.
About what, Brian?
The fact that you told that story last week.
Really? I did?
Yes.
I How about those remember. Vinyls from HLJ, though?
I was half asleep last week. It's all a blur.
I like how you were half asleep, but you made it through the entire show.
I was kind of in and out. I was zoning out in a lot of the parts of it, especially towards the end. Like, that entire show discussion, I think I was half asleep for because I wasn't in it. I've watched Pokemon Origins, finally.
Wolverine. Sorry.
Yes, Pokemon Origins Wolverine. And now that I've watched it, I've never hated the anime more.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, when I'm watching it, and I love everything about it. Like, just the way it starts with, like, the little red and blue continue screen. And just, you know, the way they do it, I'm like, man, you could have made an entire anime just going and doing the actual, each of the games like this. And it would have been...
The Joker's here.
Really? It would have been amazing. Instead, I get Ash being retarded. And it made me sad. But, like, I love it. I loved it so much. And, I watched it at work Saturday. I was in there by myself, and I was working. I was legitimately working, but I had it on, and it was right in front of me, so I kept getting distracted to stare at the prettiness. And I kept getting amazed at how many different times different Pokemon Red used. Like, that fucker kept changing his Pokemon, like, every 2 minutes he had somebody different. I'm like, God damn it. Like, I've never seen anybody change their shit that much. But,
always pays his debts. You know how it is.
Did I buy anything else? Did I talk about buying any screwdriver that last week?
Yeah.
I really don't care about your trip to Home Depot, to be honest.
I really don't remember what was what anymore. Everything, my life is blurring together.
I think just to be safe, just don't mention any of it.
You're right, I shouldn't.
No! I mean, sorry, I misclicked on something.
It's a fucking telescope!
Alright, let's not get into astronomy, let's move on.
She's putting together her Beauty and the Beast Lego set.
Shut up!
Doesn't even have Rumpelstiltskin, it's not even accurate. What a bunch of propaganda.
Well, I don't think they could put Rumpelstiltskin into it. That's what I did. I caught up on Once Upon a Time.
I'm sorry.
That was fun. And I'm sorry. I'm almost done catching up on Supergirl. It wasn't bad. I didn't mind the Underworld arc. Once they got past the Knights of the Round Table and Arthur, and that was just odd. And then, but the Underworld thing I was okay with, and, you know, seeing some of the people again that have all died. But We watch anything else? I'm almost done watching Survivor Worlds Apart. So I've got like one more season to watch, and then I can watch the new one. It's always fun watching like things on your DVR that are over a year old, and you get like movie previews and everything. I was like, we should go watch that. The Hunger Games Catching Fire. Like
we should watch that. Walks to DVD shelf.
We should go see that. Bought the movie on DVD a year ago. But I got it down to like 33% finally, so I'm doing good. Well, we deleted a lot of things. That if it's on Netflix, we like deleted it off of there so we could watch it on Netflix. To make our lives easier, but yeah. We've been watching a lot of TV too, trying to catch up, because I want to try to get a lot of that stuff done as before the new shows start, so we'll be ready to go. Because I want to watch stuff, and Supergirl's pretty cool. I really like it. So, nudes, besides me?
Spectre is getting a movie.
Spectre's getting a Shin Spectre icon, and now I'm just want to punch a wall.
If there was any body part less deserving of an icon.
Like.
Did it? Yeah, it did.
It did take a minute.
There was like a pity laugh to start, and then the real one kicked in. Because people understood the body.
Like, it's already aggravating that I have to find Ore Spectre and Da Vinci and, what is it, Shinsengumi, whatever the fuck it's called.
There's so many, like, oddball ghost icons coming out at the end of the show. It's so weird.
Then, now that there's Shin Spectre, then I have to try and see if I can get an Xade one if HLJ's doing that promotion. Otherwise, then I gotta track it down. Then they're making one for Ghost, like a Ghost icon. Wrap your fucking mind around that.
Yeah, that one comes with the special just so edition they can of the movie.
Just so they can have one that says R17 to fulfill my OCD-ness. And then I have to find... I still gotta find Double and... I got Double. O's, Drive, and Gaim. I'm never going to be done, Brian. I'm never going to be done with icons.
I'm sorry, bro.
Fucked up thing is it's like it's not even like the aggravating part about a lot of this is it's not like Gaia Memories or like a Lockseed where you know, you can just like use it with the shit. I don't know what anything new that they make is going to do because all the sounds are already pre-programmed into the belt.
Well, Shin Spectre's going to have electronics. I'm assuming it's either going to be a recolor of Boost or Deep Spectre. Because it's listed as, like, the original voice version or whatever, like most of the movie pack-ins are now. So it's going to have electronics, so it's probably going to be one of those two. One of my animals is snoring really loud. It's probably Zeus.
Well, yeah, tell him to go wake up and lead the Men in Black.
And so, yeah, that... I, like, ignoring the fact that they're releasing more ghost icons, which is kind of funny, but... it's just the fact that Spectre got one before Necrom that really ticks me off.
I mean, his whole thing could have been about opening up a takoyaki restaurant in the Ganma world.
He took the little cooker with him. So.
Yeah, Mister. Hey, why are you taking that? That's mine. Because I said so. And I know that I've become friendly now, but I could still murder you with this poncho. And I don't have any money, or an identity, or a social security number. So, I'm taking this. I don't know why you'd need a social security number to purchase a takoyaki machine, but I heard Japan's pretty strict about that stuff.
They need to keep you on file. Anyone who can make takoyaki needs to be kept on file and registered.
I'm a registered takoyaki offender.
If you caught your talons, you wouldn't have that problem.
No, Talon's not in the show. Old news.
Well, I was looking at this.
Old news.
That shit. Talon didn't make it in. Go whine in the corner.
I will whine in the corner. Thank
go
you, good sir.
Go post on Ranger Crew. Oh, I'm sorry.
Now I'll that's whine. What I call Talon Ranger.
I'll whine in the corner and wish for a Poissandra figure, because vaginas.
Heart-shaped vaginas?
Who doesn't love a heart-shaped vagina?
Sledge. He's on the run. Don't worry, he's going to come back and wear a tiny top hat. Spoilers. I just unraveled the whole show.
I want a tiny top hat.
So there's going to be a Super Sentai Artisan Die Ranger thing.
From
exclusively
Gingaman.
From Gingaman. No date. No price. No pictures. No actual word on what it is. But if it's not an aura changer, I'm just going to be really surprised.
What else would it be?
I don't know.
Keeper Ranger's skateboard?
Best item ever. I want the Legacy Power Cannon.
There you go.
Like, one-to-one
scale. There first in Japan. Oh, Jesus, can you imagine? Like, the questions that would come through customs?
Like,
sir, is this
a
giant cannon?
Go-kart.
Don't worry, it blows up monsters.
Don't worry, me and my friends put our balls into it. We can beat the bad guys. So there's that. More information is going to be announced at the end of October, so we'll all forget about this by the time any actual information is released.
Who doesn't like October?
Yeah. Bill Hader is Alpha in the movie.
That's awesome.
That's the thing.
He's just gonna be scared the whole time. I spent like I swear 20 minutes trying to find the perfect like 40-year-old virgin, not 40-year-old virgin, super bad gift to use for when he was in that, but I couldn't find it.
That is a thing, and that's really it.
Your mom's a thing.
New X8 scans with
the laser's a dude who turns into a bike, and then X8 rides him.
Friendship goals? Question mark.
Friendship goals. Dawson turns into a bike, and then George rides him.
Dear Lord,
would it be better if George was the bike?
I don't know. Now there's a fire department's here. What the fuck is happening?
There was, like, a bunch of cops and, like, a paramedic and stuff next door the other day. And it was really weird, and I'm really confused on what happened. Because everyone seems okay.
That's what happened, like, a couple months ago. There was, like, this whole group of firemen and police officers going up to the third floor on the buildings behind me, and they broke in. And, like, they kept approaching the door with an axe, like they were going to chop it down, but they, like, never did. Like, he comes up to the door with the axe, and then he tries to pry it open with the handle. I'm, like, lame. And they spent all this time getting in there, and I just heard someone say, that's messed up, and then they left. There was nobody trapped in there. I thought they were going to come out with dead animals or something, but there was nothing. It was just a fun way to get woken up at 5 a.m.
Lame.
Yeah, it was, because I'm like, oh, he's going to chop down the door. And then, like, these two guys, like, shimmied in, but then they wouldn't let anybody else in until they made it through the front door. And it, I don't know, it was really weird. Like, because it woke me up at, like, 5 in the morning, because it was like the... That was amazing. Like, they should hire me to do those in cartoons. And it, like, did that scare you awake where your heart's beating like a rabbit, and then I just watched the show for 20 minutes. And Right now, currently, there's like 5 firemen and 3 cops going into my neighbor's house. So I'm watching it out the peephole live. Why was this happening? This is fun. Finally, something happened to me. I wonder if they can hear me, though. That is quiet.
Genmu turns into Bumblebee.
Bumblebee!
I couldn't find a gif of him yelling again. I was trying to find a gif for that, but no.
You were trying.
It's the effort that counts.
No, it's not.
I know. That's what the kid in Ghost said. Doesn't matter how hard you try, but life is pointless and you should just kill yourself. That's what the subtitle said.
That was written by an awesome writer.
I think that's it. So, now it's time for
superhero time.
You got that right.
Jewelers. Go, 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 Ghosto. Boosto. Ghosto.
For the last time, though.
Yeah. Well, you know what's great is he didn't even use that for the last 2 episodes. That's like the longest stretch he's gone without using it since he got it.
Who doesn't want to use Takaru's dad?
You know how it is.
Dad!
Dad! You see my dad? Dad!
Oh my god.
His dad's not even there, though. Good joke, Dad.
Tyler's dad is everywhere.
Good joke, Dad.
Savoir faire is everywhere.
JoJo was a good episode. Until next week.
Did you say JoJo?
That's what he said.
No, I said JoJo. That's what I call JoJo, because we're buddies.
They got Dodekaio, and Cube Whale was a bro, and he's huge. And then we got to see Mini Cube Whale being adorable. And that was awesome.
That'll be fun.
Wait, what?
Fuck.
So I can't wait to own Cube Whale. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I know.
Let's pause this. Dawson, what's going on?
They're pulling a wheelchair out, and they're bringing him out and putting him in the wheelchair. I didn't even know he was home since they carted him off to the mental health facility earlier today. What? Hold on, I gotta... Here, you guys talk for a sec, I gotta listen.
Stop.
But I wanna know what's happening. Whatever's happening here is probably more important.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. Do I just keep rambling? Do I... see what Dawson's talking about, a mental health institution?
Just keep rambling, I guess. We'll get back to it.
Nario was piloting a new custom version of Gift that was apparently able to take down Wild Tosai, Juo King, or whatever the fuck it's called. The mecha combination with 9 of them, plus the 4 cubes. And
Wild Tosai King, God.
Whatever. I don't care.
You're right.
I don't care what it's called. I'm not gonna lie. And basically he got the whale by not asking the whale to be his friend. I guess the whale doesn't like being asked to come along for the ride.
I wouldn't either, to be honest. I like all my limbs intact.
And, so that happened, and there's more fighting with Bang Ray and more banging of Ray.
Bang Space Ray.
Who doesn't want to bang Ray?
Fucking TV.
What's going on?
We're banging Ray.
Classic. I just watched Force Awakens earlier, so I know how it is. Oh my god, there's so many pretty lights outside. I couldn't hear, there was too many cop murmurs. There was so many people outside of my door. There was like one old dude whose face was like right up on the peephole, like on his iPad. I think he was just playing Angry Birds, but I'm not sure. I'm so confused about the storyline of what's happening over there. Like, I'm more invested in that than JoJo. I mean, it wasn't bad this week, but I mean, this is some good juicy stuff.
But I like I liked all the action bits, at the very least. Like,
I liked the fight with the giant harpoon. I thought that was neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
I hope they do that more.
Whenever we say that, they end up not doing it.
Yeah,
later.
Yeah. God, I doomed it. I'm sorry.
Okay. You should be sorry, Brian.
I'm
bastard.
Just kidding, Toei. Don't listen to me.
They always listen to you. Dumb. You're the Shuquin Shinobi. They have to listen to you. Legally, they are required to listen to you.
It was the worst part of the episode.
Please also never do plot again and only do filler. It looks like next week they're going back to filler, though. They're going to do the angry eyes. They're doing a classic Mr. Potato Head.
I got so upset. God. I was like, oh, these last four episodes have been really awesome. This has been, like, a great month for Georgia. And then the next episode, they're angry eyes. And like, Sal is just yelling about things.
I'm secretly hoping that it's that thing with Choryuger where I'm like, oh, it's going to be dumb filler and then it's important. But that hasn't happened since Choryuger. It was like 10 years ago.
They can't help themselves. But, I don't know why they're doing that. It needs to stop, really.
I don't know if you guys mentioned it when I was doing my classic gossiping, but I was kind of annoyed that yet again we did like a quote-unquote breakthrough for Misao, and then at the end he just reverted to huddling up again.
Yeah. That's his thing. We have a breakthrough for him, and then 10 seconds later he's back to just being like, Brock, when you mentioned Professor Ivy. Like, that's classic. Really what he is.
It's really fucking obnoxious, because I fall for it every time. I'm like, maybe this will be the time that he becomes a competent character. And then he's like, fucking curls up again. I'm like, bro, stop.
Because so the only good part about it now is just the other Rangers being done with it. Like, even Cube Whale hates him.
I was going to mention that, too. Like, he went near Cube Whale, and Cube Whale was like, fuck this shit. Whale.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
And, like, went and hid behind Yamato. I don't know why Cube Whale talks like Jump Whale, but he does. Just go with it.
He's like the Jerry of the show, but he's not even secretly nice. Like, he's always... He's just what they think of him. He's like the Toby.
I don't know what's happening.
This is why people are leaving.
Misao is why people are leaving.
He is. He had such a cool debut. Why this? Yeah. Why this, America?
And, like, I get that? What they're doing... Like, I get what they're doing with him originally. Like, oh, we have a manic depressant as a ranger. Huh. And then it just got really out of hand.
Well, like we've talked about, when you turn it into just a joke, and then you can't just cure something like that within one lesson, but you could at least show progress instead of, hey, he realized that people care about him, but then he's instantly back to this bit. Like, you know, you don't get cured overnight, but you also don't turn into a Japanese caricature after treatment. Like, immediately.
Who doesn't turn into a Japanese caricature?
Me. I'm just really desperate to know what the storyline from next door is. I wish I knew my neighbors so I could ask somebody for gossip, but I'm like, don't know anybody. The only other people I know just moved in, so they're no help.
That's because you're a shut-in.
Well, that's true, because I can't go out because there's cops outside my door.
Well, that's what happens when you live in the ghetto of Colorado.
Let's not get out of hand. I mean, it's just a domestic dispute. He only tried to grab his gun once. Let's calm down. I mean, come on.
Oh, he only tried to grab the gun once. Well.
Yeah, that I know of. I didn't even know he was home. I didn't know he got back from the mental health facility. This is a shocking revelation. I would have known. You can hear when people come up the stairs. It sounds like the Hulk's coming to get you.
Are you watching your neighbors, or are you, like, watching a soap opera?
Both. I can't tell if that's a cop car street light or just a street light. I mean, not a cop car street light. Now I'm just picturing a cop car with a street light on. There was this one time at band camp, son of a bitch, back when I lived in my parents' house, that some cops arrested these kids, like, two houses down. that were having a party, and I like looked out my blinds because I heard all the ruckus, you know, like an old man, and like they saw me open the blinds and they flashed the light on me, and I like ducked so fast, like it scared the shit out of me. I'm like, they didn't see me. I pulled that stealthily.
You're such a little bitch.
You know how it is. I didn't want to get new their powers.
Cops are scary, man. Anyway, so Jojo, sorry.
Dota Kaio was cool.
Yeah, but there was no whale. There was no mermaid periods in this episode.
Not even one mermaid period. Only 1 out of 10.
0 out of 10 would not recommend.
Easily the best discussion we ever had.
I couldn't even remember how we got there. I had to ask George. I'm like, hey, you just listened. How did we get there? Like, I remember it happening, but I don't know how we got there. And then, like, apparently Muzzy was there, and I'm like, I remember saying Muzzy, but I don't remember why.
Classic Muzzy. Okay, there is a cop car here, confirmed. The red light. Why did they need so many firemen to get one dude that was clearly an invalid?
It reminds me of Harold and Kumar. We need backup now! Jesus. Sorry. Just, I'm obsessing on this. Obsessing. That's slang for obsessing. Don't even worry about it.
I'm sussing.
I'm having a classic sussing sesh. That sounded creepy. I don't think anything else is going to happen. Pretty exciting, though.
You stop staring at me.
Sorry. I knew I looked out the window here in Colorado in a really weird angle.
Are you in that cop car?
It's not my fault.
Little did I know that the commotion outside my apartment was Cordy being tackled on the way to murder me.
Okay, I'm done. Let's talk about.
Are we done with Georgia? Are we alive still? Did we die?
There's nothing to say about Georgia, and we have a whole lot of nothing to say about Ghost. So we should get started.
So Ghost was just a fantastic episode. So much happened. Alan and Makoto left. Mio Makoto turned into some new form in this episode.
He didn't even change his clothes. Stop
lying. It was really basic and blue. It was really weird. I've never seen it before in my life.
Oh, the ambulance is gone. Okay, sorry. I'm done.
He turned into that weird form that the evil him was turning into before.
Yeah, I didn't even know he had that
I don't know
that
how
form.
He got it. It was really strange.
Dark Spectre? I just got that, and I didn't even mean for it to be a Dark Spectre joke. How would that never incorporated into a title? Holy shit, wasted my life.
Well, to be fair, your entire life is a waste.
Well, except for that cop incident, how would you guys even know about that? That was the first time the authorities showed up on the podcast.
But I'm sure it won't be the last.
No. Well, who knows? Kind of want new neighbors now, to be honest. I'm going to have auditions next week. I don't know.
Going to do the bachelor, but with new neighbors.
Got to get some roses. Put that on the grocery list. But anyway, I don't know if Alon wants to make the Ganma world so much like Earth, why don't they just stay on Earth?
I was thinking about that. Why don't they just go back?
There's like literally no reason to go there. It's like, it's just an abandoned city and a bunch of pods. Like,
well, all the pods woke up.
Well, bring them back to Earth. They're not dead. No one's a ghost. It's true, though.
I know. And then X8 showed up and he gave Ghost the X8 Ghost icon, so now I have to buy it.
For some reason, like, he just bounced off that chocolate, and then it turned into coins, and then it... It looked like chocolate!
That's what I thought, too.
God, God damn it, now I just want chocolate.
Right?
I got a whole bag of Christmas candy still sitting over here on the kitchen table.
It's September.
Well, to be fair, it was in my closet before that, like, hiding. It was hidden
that
away.
That doesn't make it any
it.
Better.
It's still good. The shit lasts forever.
Well, I know
if you
it's
eat
chocolate.
Any, just eat close to it. I mean, with the computer and the candy all in the same bubble.
I was eating it, was it last week or the week before? I was just sitting at the table recording and eating candy. But yeah, the XA was there. Javel is training at the temple and is better than the two lackeys put together, apparently. And
yeah, because you forget them when you're not looking at them. They're like a lame silence.
Grandpa is going to run the temple now, and...
So did Grandpa...
Takara has to go back to school.
Did Grandpa just swoop in and take Onari's job? Is that what happened?
Yes.
Pretty much,
okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Onari's homeless now.
Not even mad.
Meanwhile, Onari's like, I'm gonna make the detective agency. Who's with me? And they're all like, I got better things to do, Onari, than to hang out with you.
Yeah. No.
What's the girl's name?
Akari. She's like, I'm gonna do science things with science.
She's gonna prevent people from using science for evil. Good luck with that.
Science.
The future's now thanks to science. She just turned into Clement, like, live. All of a sudden, there was just an animated character in the middle of Ghost.
What does?
I didn't realize, I guess maybe I should have because of, like, the counting, but I really didn't pay attention that Ghost only took place over 6 months.
Yeah. Are you apparently. Fucking kidding me?
I know, right? And the Dino Charge Rangers have been in the same 3 months of summer for almost 2 years now. It's like, what?
Well, I mean, it was 99 days twice. They said it and went through it.
Look. I don't have anything else. Look, Scott.
No!
I know! But, like, it just seems weird because usually Toku... Well, obviously the show takes place over a year in terms of us, but, like, they usually go through the holidays and shit.
No!
Yes, they do! We were on the same page for, like,
I'm
two notes.
I'm not talking to you, you dick!
How could you hear me?
God. What's the other version of you?
If we whisper to you... So
I think virgin.
So six monks. Monks?
She's not me. Stop making that face.
I can't say months without saying months. I can't whisper months. I don't know why I do it.
Oh my god.
Can you look at it without touching me?
Everything happening is killing me.
I can try. Let me get a flashlight.
What the hell is going on up there? Let me get a flashlight? What even is... This is the sequel to last week's Absolute Anarchy. What the hell? Can we get a flashlight? I'm just picturing all the room, or all the lights off in Kevin's room, and he gets a flashlight and just sticks it down her blouse. Like, that's what I'm...
I'm going to punch you in the fucking face.
Clear! Do I need... Ambulance already left. Can you imagine I just opened the door to my apartment? I need a paramedic. My friend in Michigan went down laughing. Here, put the headphones on. You just put it on, you just hear Kevin going, penis, penis, stop touching me! Sir, please don't put your porn in my ears.
No!
It's not porn, it's just my friend Kevin.
At the end of the day, it's the same thing, really.
Really, when we think about it.
Oh, my head.
Oh, dear lord.
Sorry.
Oh,
so,
now that I have a migraine.
Sorry.
That one kid's just like, it sucks to be alive, and Takaru's like, no, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Takeru hasn't been in school for 6 months. He couldn't remember how to talk.
He can't even remember how to not walk through walls.
Nobody turns around, runs into the wall. Where have you been for 6 months, Takeru? Why haven't you been in school?
I went on an adventure.
You took a sabbatical. It sounds more professional when you say it that way. So, obviously it's insinuated that the kid's his son, but so is it insinuated that Takeru's dead in the future then?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Well, the funny part is that the kid was like, he started off making it seem like, well, why didn't you just stay a ghost so that, you know, he could live forever, but then he wouldn't be able to conceive him, unless he was like one of those super corporeal American Horror Story ghosts that just have sex all the time. It's true, they're like basically just people. Like, that's what was confusing me. Maybe it was like the classic me, why was I born thing? Maybe that's what he was going for. But, so, you basically just came to tell him you made a major mistake because you could have been immortal and you traded it all in for donuts.
You really wanted donuts, though. Honestly, I might trade in being a ghost for Krispy Kreme.
Well, it's hard to say because this is serious now. Like, but if, like, I thought you were a ghost and you felt hunger but you couldn't eat, then I would go. But if you weren't hungry, then I would just stay the ghost and do the theater haunting thing.
That is true. I mean, the movie theater thing is kind of a good sell.
Yeah, so, and you couldn't eat the popcorn, but then would you crave it? I don't know. I mean, it depends. Like, if you're one of those super corporeal ghosts.
See, I might crave the popcorn just looking at it, to be honest.
Brian's hunger for popcorn would transcend the spectral realm.
Like, I wouldn't feel hungry for it, but I would look at it and really want to eat it.
You can't separate Shuquin Shinobi and popcorn. They're made for each other.
Exactly. One true pairing and all that.
Yep. Like Dawson and Hitler.
For fuck's sake, how did Ultimate Spider Monkey get me here? Years later. Years! This joke started back when we just had to listen to the double Ghost Sager and We Will Rock You on loop in the CS Toys chat. Never forget.
I forgot about We Will Rock You.
Like, I'm not sure why that was included in there.
I don't know.
He plays with Japanese toy.
Should we do Datus or the Cyclone set? Datus. Cyclone set. Fuck's sake. No need for it.
But... So what was that kid? Why do they keep just doing things with no explanation? Just throw it. Like, why? Why
well,
was that kid?
Well, he said there? He'll see him again, and he said he'll see X8 again. So I'm kind of hoping that even though the plot will probably still be a mess, that it'll tie into their eventual team up movie. Because otherwise, it just seems really weird. Like it was really a pointless episode. Honestly, I still don't see the need to tease the writer that's going to premiere next week. Because they've been doing this long enough, the kids aren't going to be like, oh, time to burn my TV, Ghost is over. Like, it'd be a different story if they behaved like us and, like, Ghost ended and then X8 happened in February and they wanted to get people excited, but it's happening next week. So, like, there's no need for it. It's always kind of doesn't
make
sense.
Maybe they have short-term memory issues over there.
Like, I think they do.
I mean, every episode starts with a recap.
Well, so does Arrow and stuff. Well, Supernatural does, too. Like, even Ghost Cameo wasn't that well written into Drive's, like, final epilogue-y episode, but at least I thought Drive's, like, Drive portion of his episode was a kind of a nice epilogue for the series. This just kind of felt needless. Like, I didn't have any real need to find out anything more about what happened to them. I would have been totally fine with them just putting the sword into the ground and walking away Super Megaforce style.
The only thing I liked about this entire episode was seeing X8, and that's something that's gonna happen next week anyway. So it's kind of like a, well, okay.
I love the music that played when Genmu was around, and I hope that's a sample of the score from X8.
I hope so too, because it was great.
And I really like the way Xade fights, and I'm hoping that they keep that around in the show, as opposed to, like, with Ghost, where he, like, floated in the first fight and then never did it again. Now that I said that, I've also jinxed it, but, like, at least Ghost would have been a little more entertaining if they actually incorporated that element into it with the flight and, like, Ghost powers. Like, so I'm hoping that after the first feud, they don't ditch the sort of video game gimmicky fights, if you will. Like, I think that could make it kind of fun. I want to know, like, did Takaru see, like, the words that said pow and shit? Like, did he see that?
He made no reference to it, and I was kind of upset.
I mean, I thought it was pretty over the line in this episode, though, for Takaru to shout out All Lives Matter. but, I mean, I didn't know they were going to get that political in this show, and then Xade was just like, Game Lives Matter. Because I think he was talking about extra lives in games, and Takaru thought he was talking about Toku nonsense. You know how it is.
I like the slogan, like, I'm going to beat you with using no continues or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that is a slogan. I love it.
I thought it was funny at the end when, like, they parted ways. It seemed like Takaru was revealing his identity as, like, hey, why don't you reveal identity to me, too? And he's just like, see ya. Like, not falling for that, idiot.
That's how they get ya.
What, do you work for J. Jonah Jameson?
Hops away. Here's a coin. Play our arcade game.
I want to know how the Shakuriki sports thing saves the world or changes the world or whatever.
I don't think it does. I think he was just really confused.
Probably.
It was all really a big misunderstanding. He wanted something that would help change the world, and Shakuriki sports just got sucked up into the void on accident. Then they had to fight each other. Because they look the same. That's like profiling, you
know,
dude.
I know, racial profiling. The other guy was obviously black. I mean, he's the one you should have gone after. It's funny because it's true in the show, though.
Yeah, but the jokes write themselves with this Dawson over here. Jesus.
But who was the sketch artist, though? That's what I want to know. Alan's just like, here's what he looked like. I'm like, who did that?
Here's what he looks like. That was pretty good, yo. He got turned into a dude, though. He's not a Gamma anymore.
If only you'd, like, specified the colors, then we wouldn't have had a kerfuffle.
Yeah. If only you used colored pencils.
This guy has the same face. Kill him!
A kerfuffle?
Yeah. It was a race kerfuffle. Speaking of kerfuffle, I love how at the beginning, when they found Genmu and the kid, they just immediately assumed the kid was being attacked. I would be the opposite. I'd be like, get away from that guy in the cool suit, you demon child. I've seen enough horror movies. A, it's a kid standing alone. B, he's wearing all white. It's like, there's just too many signs. Not to mention that dude saved him before for whatever reason. Boredom.
Why did he save them?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think any of this in this episode is going to be relevant to the show, so that makes the teasing for the next series even more confusing, considering... And any of these events probably won't be referenced since we'll be doing setup.
Yeah, because Ghost's cameo like totally wrecked everything.
Yeah.
So this episode's whole point was just set up that Genmu and Xade are two different people.
For idiots. Well, Keith Justice has a little bit of an issue.
Oh. He might have needed it. You don't know.
You know his life.
Not inside his warp twisted mind.
Well, his Facebook feed's close enough.
I don't think he has a thought he doesn't share on Facebook.
Facebook replaced HGU, so.
Because,
like, someone posted on HGU and was like, HGU is dying. And I'm like, well, no shit, Sherlock. And, like, later on in the thread he posted, he was like, oh, we're trying to do things. We were trying to remodel, and then the guy screwed us out of money. But now we got a different guy, and he's actually getting stuff done. Even though it's been years, he's getting stuff done. So the site will return, but for now, I'm doing a lot of interacting on my Facebook page.
The only thing I ever see them post on their on HDU's Facebook page is like they'll just post pictures from a series. Like they'll just be like Jungle Fury or like Kabuto. Like that's the, all they post.
Yeah, I noticed that too. It's kind of annoying. It just makes me want to go watch things like Jungle Fury and Geki Ranger again.
Classic HJU mess around. But do we have anything else to say about the individual episode before we do our little mini wrap-up? It'll be like a tiny present because it'll just be a lot of questioning things.
Nope, let's do this shit.
The cops might show up again. Mom.
I hope the cops show up.
Be more interesting in this discussion.
So what even was this show?
I would like to know, to be honest. I guess we'll start with like the story, I guess, because I think
that's
what we
do. Journey back to life.
That's a good one. Oh, yeah, cheer.
This fucking show was all over the goddamn place, and I can't make heads or tails out of any of it. The beginning of this show was all orientated towards, like, collecting the icons, like it was an episode of Dragon Ball. And, like, literally, because they were making a wish. And then that happened, and then they reset everything. It was like, you know what, that's not the show we wanted to do. Let's reset everything. He's got a new 99 days. He's got this cool red power-up to go with the blue guy and the green guy. And, because, you know, orange doesn't make sense in that situation, apparently. And so we'll start over. It'll be great. We got all these toys out. Bandai's really happy. They got all their toys going on. We got a few more toys coming out over the next couple months that we've already shown off in this show because we had to get all the icons in one place because you know how it is. And so, okay, let's start the show off like we're good now. Great. And then it spiraled out of control for a bit. And then Alon showed up and he was like, "This is my show now." And he was like, "I want to be good." And then that old lady died. And he was like, "I am a strong, independent woman." And he kicked some ass, and then he vanished for the rest of the series. He put the poncho on, he was gone. It was actually just the cloak of invisibility from Harry Potter. That's exactly what it was.
Except it was lime-flavored.
And somewhere along the lines of that, there's Grateful and Infinite Potential and God Misers
and Mr. Snow
World. And Taco, I don't know.
Well, don't forget about the three times Spectre got kidnapped. Like, he was kidnapped in the God World twice, and then he was made Alon's bitch for, like, upwards of five episodes. Like, that was what was really confusing about Necrom's introduction, is he had, like, maybe one or two episodes, and then he was only using his side forms because he, like, put the whole, you know, muzzle on Spectre for so long, and that was his suit. That was a weird, really weird move. And
And then when Necrom first showed up, his whole thing was, I have to eat other Ganma. Like, he had to eat the
ghouls. To fuel the system. He had to, like, eat the little henchmen people.
He had like to beast. Eat the henchmen, and so he'd only be transformed for so long, and then he would just go gray. But then, after a few episodes, that stopped, because they were like, well, we don't want to pay henchmen to be here, so...
Those henchmen, they get really expensive after a while.
Well, we don't want to have to pay the VisFX people to make the suit change colors, so we're just going to stop that.
I totally forgot about that.
Like, the only time it ever happened again was, like, when he was a human, and they're just like, oh, he's low on power, I'm going to poof, and then it, like, untransformed.
I'm going to poof. On point.
I'm going to poof.
You know how it is.
I'm sheltered.
You mean you don't just sit there and go boof?
Yeah, but I'm done with it. I'm just like, boof. Whoops, I added too much pizzazz there with the boof. My lips popped. I don't know about terms.
Too much brr, not enough boof.
That's what the ladies tell them too.
Oh, dear Lord. And let's not forget when they decided that they wanted to try to do all the different personalities for the legendary warriors or whatever, legendary people, icons.
What they should have done in the first place, you mean?
Yeah, like, the whole beginning of the show should have been find the icon, and then maybe, like, solving the person's problem unlocked their spirit and then bonding with them, and then make them, like, because it would be too crazy to try to make them all mains, like the four Imogen, since there's so many of them.
Yeah.
But you select, like, a few that are front runners, and the others are just kind of memorable sides. But if they would have introduced them from the beginning and had them sort of be secondary characters, it could have been really cool. I wouldn't even been mad if they had just straight up copied Deno and just had him possess Takeru, just because when Onari was possessed, it was just annoying. Like, it was kind of a cool idea that it was for sure would have been borrowing from it, but it would have made it a lot better. And, like, out of the three ideas they used, it was probably the best, even though it was poorly executed because some of them would only happen for 5 minutes and were only annoying or forgettable. But, yeah, that was a wasted opportunity.
I think some of, like, the better executed episodes, despite kind of being filler, were the ones where people were getting possessed by the icons. Like, yeah. Early on in the quote-unquote retool. And, like, that's something I really wanted out of the show was, like, when reading the synopsis, I'm like, oh, cool, there are going to be all these icons that are going to have, like, the spirits of heroes, and it'd be really cool if they, like, became sentient or, like, took over people or took over Takeru or whatever. And it's like they didn't do that, and then, like, halfway through the show, they were like, hey, let's try this. And I'm like, well, it's kind of late now, buddy.
Yeah, it seemed awkward because they did like three different attempts at how collecting the icons would have went. It was really weird. Because we talked a lot about in our early discussions how like the early collecting had no meaning because it was just such a throwaway, and there was like the classic jokes around Twitter about how fast he was getting forms. And I wish they would have done that differently, because it really could have been cool.
Like, they wanted to get the toys out so fast because there was nothing else to sell in the line.
That was the biggest problem.
Well, and I don't get it, though, because they get it out so fast, but then there's this huge drought period where there's nothing. Why don't they just want to stretch it out? It's the same with Sentai.
I don't know. They wanted to have, like, everything out right away, and so they gave us form after form after form, one behind the other. And then once they did that, then it was like, oh, well, then the whole thing where like they got the icons together and made a wish that brought Canon back, and then they lost icons and they go find them again, and like that's when he had to collect Goemon and Ryoma and Himiko, and like then Makoto had to work to unlock Houdini. That got used a lot.
Upwards of three times.
Yeah.
I was gonna say. Oh, and then, but
fucking
like
Beethoven got used more than Houdini.
Well, and with the way that they kept resetting his days, and they reset the days once, but then he died, like died twice. It like took any sort of suspense out of the "is he gonna come back to life" bit. Like, I really didn't care by the end, like at all, whether he was gonna come back or not, just because it seemed so meaningless since they played around with it too much.
Mm-hmm. The beginning of the show had a lot of meddling between, like, Bandai and TV Asahi and all that.
Yeah.
So it got really convoluted, and that's why all of a sudden there was a shift. Because, like, the TV Asahi producer that was overlooking everything at the beginning, like, got bored and just stopped. Like he literally just left and was like, okay, y'all do what you want.
Out.
And he left. And so then that's when the show like started getting the most on track you could say for a show like Ghosts, which let's be honest, isn't a whole lot. But
yeah.
That was when like the show kind of changed. Cause like after episode 10, like the TV Asahi producer just kind of like stopped caring.
Yeah.
And at that point, Bandai had churned out so many toys, they stopped caring. So it was like, okay, here you go. Make your show now. And it's just really fucking obnoxious.
Yeah. They need to strike a balance of everybody listening to each other and, like, figuring out a good timeline for when things need to be released and how to make it the plot not seem so weird. Because people are going to start to notice, because they have started to notice. But, like, I want to know, like, what the explanation is behind, like, how the whole ending conclusion was arrived at, because, as we talked about, like, it really had nothing to do with ghosts. They went full-fledged on the eyeball idea. Like, by the end, I wasn't even sure what the goal was.
I still don't know what the goal was. Like, the
goal the whole time was just for Taker to come back to life.
They could have done that in episode 10.
And, like, I kept forgetting, like who the Ganmisers were. And, like, what their purpose was and, like, what made them different from the Quidditch ball. And the Golden Snitch. There we go. Quidditch ball. hashtag casual Harry Potter fan.
So terrible.
But it's just because they went through so many different ideas and messiness, and then the plot ended up not, the Gamma world ended up not even being a ghost dimension. It just, I just left so confused.
Like, I think, like, the biggest issue here was just the fact that explanations of things kind of kept changing around, and the ultimate end goal, like, wasn't clear until the end, and even at that point it wasn't clear at all, and we didn't get any sort of history about the Gamma world clearly until, like, episode 44 or something like that.
Yeah.
And so you're left really confused on how this weird alternate dimension came to be and what its purpose is. And by the time they explain it, the way they explained it left it seem so pointless.
Yeah.
Like, okay, he wanted to make a world where there was, like, no war. So it's like, okay, we'll just make a one place with your little tiny group of people. And you won't have anyone to fight, so it'll be fine. And then they ran out of resources and started dying. Because they ultimately didn't think this plan through at all. And, like, then the creation of the icon system, because they tapped into the great eye, and that was never really explained. I still don't know what a great eye is. All I know is it turned into the Golden Snitch and left Earth. That's the only thing I know of it. And it might have been the chick from the Legend Rider films. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't even think about or know about that because I didn't pay attention to those. And because I was going to go off of that and say, like, even the creation of the Gamma world was confusing because it was just, like, this weirdo cult family praying and, the eye granted their wish or something.
Yeah.
And did it. And, like, why and how. It's kind of like the Energems. It's like, you're explaining, like, what happened, but not why. It's, you could probably turn it into, like, some sort of crazy, like, metaphor for religion, like, but God created the earth, but how and why, and who created him, and why is Keeper there? Like, but it's just, it's so hollow and confusing.
I'm ultimately left really confused on why they were praying to a monolith and it granted their wish, but now to grant a wish you need icons, or do you not need the icons?
Yeah, like, why would you need the icons? Because they were invented by them. And, like, how did the
there,
legendary...
There was that bit where Edith, or Grandpa, or whatever you want to call him, like, said that he could have brought back Takeru at any point until the reset. So, like, did he not even need the icons to grant a wish?
Yeah, because we talked about that.
Needed,
like,
the okay from the Great Eye? Is that how it worked? I don't really know.
Like, because I thought that was going to be the explanation after we talked about it, but then it seemed like he did need him at the end, but it doesn't make sense why you would need him, because it originally had nothing to do with the system or the particular legendary people, because they were recruited to be part of the icons to specifically counter the Ganmisers. So it's like these unrelated things. It's like using the Earth Dragon Balls on Namek. Like, it wouldn't make sense. It's just so confusing. And, like, where did they find the monolith in the first place? The first place? What did they even find this, Necklepuss?
Was it just a thing in the middle of the desert by their village?
Apparently. Like, they're
this looks
what's
ominous.
This
Let's pray to it.
Let's start a cult. We want a utopia with red evil skies and destroyed cities and pods and white hair and, like, general's outfits. Done. Your wish has been granted. It's a hot mess. It is a hot mess. And I'm just disappointed that how little it had to do with paranormal stuff, since I love that so much. Like, until... I actually didn't even really think about it until we started to get a quote-unquote explanation in this last fourth here, but I just always assumed the Ganmo world was, like, the ghost zone.
Yeah.
Because I thought everyone was dead. Like, you know, the monsters he was fighting used to be a person. Like, Alan and everybody used to be a person. But they're not. They just went into a pot and shoved their soul into an eyeball. It's...
Don't worry, so did I at the beginning, too.
Yeah, it's... You would assume it in a show called Kamen Rider Ghost. But nope, like, that
it's
was...
just... Sweet. It's... it's such a letdown. Because... Like you said, it's like you get a show called Kamen Rider Ghost. It's like, oh, that could be really cool. And they're like, oh, they're gonna... Hi, Milo. They're gonna use... like, these icons that have the souls of all these famous people. I was like, oh, that could be really cool. It could be, like, a little spirit buddies and stuff. And then, like, the show ultimately is just about emotions and determination and eyeballs. Like, there's nothing ghostly about any part of the show except, like, some of the sound effects and the fact that he's dead.
That's it. I mean... So, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed, but I'm a little mad.
Like, Forze had more to do about space than ghosts had to do about ghosts.
I mean, they still have people trapped in space. The book might have taken care of it in it, but it's an indecipherable hieroglyphics. Well, and you know, you could say, like, well, it's called Ghost because only Takeru's a ghost, and that's what it's supposed to mean. But then you name the secondary writer Spectre. You're going to expect... Expectre.
And Necrom, for that matter.
Yeah. You're going to expect the theme to continue.
And it's like, the ghost, the driver.
It would have been so cool.
And Yurisen was a little ghost dude. Cat ghost.
I still don't know what Grandpa's real personality is.
I think he's crazy, which questions me why he ever acted serious in the first place, if he was just a nut job.
Well, then, like, why would he go back to acting serious after revealing himself just for small pockets? Just, I don't know. Should we, like, move into what little, like, character discussion there is?
I guess so.
It'll just kind of be a giant amalgam of nonsense, just like the show.
Alan was the only character I kind of liked, and I'm incredibly pissed that he was probably the character that got the biggest shaft, yeah, lol.
He got the long D.
Like, he had really awesome moments when he became good and kind of learned about, like, death and... remorse and sadness and all that, like, actual, like, humanity stuff. And then right after that, like, immediately after that, he was basically completely irrelevant until he trained with monkeys and got the Gangan hand repaint,
which was just what the hell.
And then he went back to being irrelevant again.
He basically just became a side character that would show up during fights.
And, like, it's, you know, especially disappointing after Chaser had such a great, great storyline in Drive.
Yeah.
That the tertiary rider this time, like, just completely got the shaft. And I can't even say, like, more attention went to Spectre, because Spectre's story is a giant question mark. I don't fucking understand Spectre's story whatso fucking ever.
Just real quick, while you mentioned it, the whole thing about him learning to be human, that was another bit where I still thought they were dead. Because he was, like, learning to become real because I thought he was so used to being a ghost.
Yeah.
But I guess he just was used to being in a pod the whole time.
He was just used to being an eyeball.
But yeah, I pretty much agree with everything you said about him. And Spectre was just a hot mess. Like, he came in as that classic, like, oh, I'm a badass and I hate you because this... And I gotta fight you for reasons. And then when they made up, he's like, but I'm mad that you're stronger than me, so, like, Japanese, like, logic, and we're gonna punch each other for a little bit longer. And then, after he turned good, I feel like there had to be, I don't think we ever heard anything, but I got the feeling that there was, like, a behind-the-scenes reason why he was, like, Tommy'd for, like, the middle of the show.
Yeah,
because, like, he kept getting kidnapped, and then Necromnapped.
I have no idea. Like, I haven't heard anything. Nobody I know has heard anything. Like, I don't know if he had some sort of, like, family emergency he had to take care of or what. But, yeah, that huge chunk in, like, I don't want to say the middle. It was before that. Like, maybe the second quarter of the show, give or take.
Well, I think, like, it went through the middle, didn't it?
He was just flat out gone. Yeah, it went through the middle, hence the, like, second quarter, give or take.
Yeah, well, because he, like, got three different kidnappings. That's what I was meaning.
And, to make up for it, they just included him in every episode twice when they introduced the evil guy. So they're like, we'll work you double duty now. So,
like, duty. Sorry. that like, added even more layers of confusion onto it, because Necrom's whole development felt weird because of the fact that he kept being sidelined. And then they did the dual Necrom storylines with, like, no purpose. There was, like, literally no reason for it. Like, the only string of logic that tied it together, which wasn't even really logic, it was just more context, was that the Deep Spectre icon was made by the Gon Misers, which is why they created a copy, but it was, like, never clear why they did. Like I said, I think they could have used the fact that he was missing in the Gonmo world so often to, like, do a revelation where the Spectre we've had this whole time was the fake one. And then you could do the whole, oh, we're both good and merge or something, and at least would have had an interesting twist other than just being pointless. There was literally no reason for it. There's no need for that.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, it served no physical purpose whatsoever to have that alternate him. Like, it didn't add anything to the mythos. All it did was go, the Deep Spectre icon was created by the Gon Misers. Okay, who gives a fuck?
Like, and there was, like, a moment where they said, like, Takeru could be the key, but it could also be Makoto. The key to what? That was never even answered for Takeru either. The key to what?
I don't know. The key to eliminating humanity, to understanding what was their point? I don't fucking know, dude.
Because the only thing that came out of, like, the whole Takeru is special was that, like, the Great Eye said that as a ghost you're kind of like a godlike being, and you've ascended because of, like, the power you've achieved, but it doesn't answer, like, what the key was supposed to be, and, like, why Makoto was also an option for whatever, and, like, why those two twins kept creeping about it, and that seems like a dropped plot line.
I don't fucking know.
I just keep remembering things that were confusing.
It doesn't help, like, that Takeru was, like, the worst lead, like, ever. So, like, I mean, Gintaro was kind of obnoxious, but at least, like, he was sometimes entertaining to watch because of how stupid it was. Like, yeah. Takeru was just flat out fuck boring.
He's so forgettable, and I feel like he didn't go through any, like, meaningful changes except for just spouting Toku nonsense. And it's like, I kind of get some of the, like, moral they were going for, but they laid it on so thick and in such a weird way that, like, I understood what they were going for, but I didn't, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like, I understood the message they were going for, but, like, the context of it was kind of a stretch for me. It just comes off as really annoying and cheesy, and the only thing I'm going to remember about him was how he spewed off cheesy phrases and wore colorful shirts.
Yeah, he had a lot of really cheesy, catchphrases, like, oh, my life will burn bright, and I believe in humanity's infinite potential, and something else.
And I'm going to connect their hearts together like a
Oh yeah. Of course.
Crossword puzzle or something.
You can't forget that one.
Like, it feel like it was near the end that they decided that all of a sudden one of the core themes of the show was him making connections with people. Like, I think a way they could have, like, made that more interesting was that when he was a ghost, in order to, like, hang on to his humanity, he had to, like, make connections with people, like, relationships that, like, reminded him what it was like to be human. And then you relate that back instead of just all of a sudden at the end saying, oh yeah, this is all about me preaching for, like, the last more than fourth of the show, and still really no reason why he got his final form.
It's, like, it's at least gone there was, now, so...
at least there was, like, decent... Well, until the movie, when he just gets it back because reasons. Unless they do some sort of special movie form that's just, like, a gold version of it.
Oh, you know what's gonna happen.
But, like...
Infinity at least squared.
Like
infinity plus times one.
But like at least like with Boost and Grateful, there was kind of an explanation for why, and like it was kind of cool that he got Grateful from the ghost world and stuff. But like Infinity's was just like, oh, he died and then came back because humans are amazing.
Where did it come from?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Like it just appeared when he came back to life.
And I kept, it makes me keep wanting to call it Infinity. Like, even though it's Mugen, but because of the word infinite, like, whenever I was reviewing anything related to it, I kept wanting to call it Infinity.
Yeah.
And not to mention how similar the colors are, so. So, bottom line, like, the writers in this show were really weird. Like, the main was really forgettable and annoying, and then both the second and third writers got shafted, like, and like you said, it wasn't even because one of the other ones got more focused, they just both got the long D. Just, you know, sometimes you have to get used to it, but I've adjusted to the long D.
Like, I don't even get it, like
I'm
trying to figure out how a show like this gets like production, like who on staff goes, yeah, this sounds like a good idea.
I want to know how the actors feel about it. That's why it was refreshing to read that thing where DK had said, I don't even know what's going on. Like, because it's one of the most inconsistent writing scripts I've ever seen for a writer series. And the side characters in the show really weren't any better.
Onari pissed me off. Akari was okay toward the end. The beginning, she pissed me the fuck off. The other two little monk dudes might as well have been invisible.
Basically.
They serve no fuck purpose whatsoever.
Like, the thing with Akari is that I feel like the main story was going to be about her being the woman of science and then finally accepting ghost stuff. And she did that, but it never felt like there was any meaningful change. It just felt like eventually she's just like, we need to save Takaru, so belief, I guess. And then, but she never felt just like she really believed. Yeah, and it was just, it felt like it was kind of a cliche arc, or like setting up for a cliche arc about a science person believing in spirits, but they didn't even do that well. It just kind of came off as like, just kind of compliance, and then she got a little bit less annoying. They can't even
cliche well.
Yeah, like that's what it was like. So like, I never really knew what they were going to go for with that, and then Onari was just, like, the embodiment of, like, Toku facial expression characters. Like, that I remember, there was no, like, meaningful or even attempt at being, like, a decent character with him. He was just straight-up comic relief, if you could call it that.
He was straight-up obnoxious.
He was. Straight out of obnoxious. And the grandpa, he said he was just all over the place, and...
He was cool as Edith.
Is there even any other... I don't think there's even any other side characters. The villains were... Who was even a main villain? Like, the dad got killed, and then Adele, and that was it, I think.
Yeah, Alan was a villain for a bit. He was the first villain. And yeah. Then he became good. And so then Adele became the villain. And then Adele and the Gum Misers were the villains. And then just the Gum Misers were the villains.
I feel like there was never a good villain with concrete motivation. Like, I never understood Adele's reason. He was just like, I didn't think my family loved me an adequate amount, so I want everyone on the world to be me.
That's basically it? Like, he wanted basically a world with no emotion because he felt like his family didn't love him and he lost his mom and his dad. And
he killed one of them.
He's like, well, if I can't have love and happiness, nobody can have love and happiness. And I guess that was it.
Well, that's funny that. Then why would he want everyone to be him? Because, like, I don't want emotion in the world, so I'm going to make a really emotional person to everybody. And, like, that he'd never even, as dumb as I thought that was, it never even amounted to anything. We saw a couple people turn into him and then nothing. Like, I expected at least the classic master scene of everybody turning into him and then them fixing it. But it was kind of another cliche thing that I thought they were setting up for, that I knew where it was going, but they couldn't even do that right. There's also the guy in the goggles. His name I always forget, that just kind of showed up wearing a Millennium Puzzle all the time.
Igor?
Yeah. He was just kind of a generic, like, sort of reoccurring villain that you recognize his face and, like, had a weird attraction to Akari at the end and, like, her face prints. Face prints. Hand prints. Face prints.
He kind of was introduced really cool because he was a Ganma that could transform into other Ganma. And then it just kind of didn't really go anywhere. And he was just kind of more or less a bumbling henchman that did things. And then at one point I thought he was like had this big scheme to like overthrow Adele. No.
No, he didn't.
Because Igor was the only one that ever talked about Demia before like that whole thing went down. And so I'm like, well, maybe that's like a part of his scheme. He's going to use whatever this thing is to overthrow Adele. But turns out, no, it was part of Adele's plan, and he was just going to take over the world with contact lenses.
Clear eyes. For fuck's sake. The biggest disappointment of the whole show, the villain of the whole series, wasn't revealed to be Bill's Jobs.
Bill Jobs. Like,
he was the great eye the whole time. There was also the guy... that worked at the, we were just talking about him. Like, I can't remember his name. He was working at the end. Because he befriended Onari, and he was working at the ghost place at the end.
Javert?
Yeah. He's kind of a thing. He was kind of like, his storyline didn't even revolve around pork cutlets. 0 out of 10. But, like, his bit, like, also just felt like he was kind of a generic general, and then they were kind of like redemption, I guess, at the end.
Pretty much. Huh.
Everything seems so half-hearted.
Which is really funny for a show that's based around, like, emotions.
Yeah. Because I forgot about the whole Igor could turn into other Ganma thing and how that could have been cooler. Other than just a toy and a concept that we saw just in battle.
Was this an excuse for them to reuse suits, honestly?
Yeah. Well, but it could have been, like, a really cool thing. Like, it's just... There's all kinds of little elements that could have amounted to some neat stuff, and it didn't. I was unsure what they were. They were, like... They were artificial intelligence to protect the Great Eye, right?
Yeah, so that...
Then they became self-aware.
Everyone could harness the power of the Great Eye, so that only Adonis could harness the power of the Great Eye. But then Adele harnessed the power of the Great Eye, and then they started to get sentience or something like that because of, I forgot why.
Reasons.
Exactly, because he kept using them to do shit for him. And so they started analyzing humanity, and they got smart. And they did that thing where they took over that girl and the dad and the crab thing. I don't know. Fucking Toku.
This is like the most Toku show that ever Toku'd.
I will connect the hearts of everybody.
Okay, you do that.
Good luck connecting my heart, asshole.
You cut my heart off from everything. I can't even think of anything else to talk about because I think we ran out of characters and plot.
Because there wasn't any.
I can sort of remember some of the musical score, but I thought it was actually one of the more forgettable ones.
Yeah, I don't remember much of any of it. Like, I can remember, like, bits from Double and Ghost and even Forze. But
Ghost?
Did I say Ghost?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. What did I meant to say? Oh?
Maybe Gaim?
What did I say?
Drive? You said Double and Ghost, and then I don't remember the third O's. One because I was so focused on affecting you.
I
okay.
Meant O's. Yeah. They have the same kind of pattern to them. Ooh, whatever.
Sure, because Boo, I get it. Ghost, Boo, Ghosts, O's.
But like, gotcha. I don't remember much of anything from Ghosts.
Like, I can kind of remember the semi-spooky, like, woo in the intros, and then there was like a cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha song that would play, but like, I know I'll forget it because I only remember it like when it was playing or at certain times, and like, I think of the part of the reason that it's so noticeable how forgettable it is, if that makes any sense, because Drives was so well done with like giving it that detective like cop vibe.
Yeah.
And like usually Ryder does a pretty good job about having a distinct background score that really fits in with the tone, like Double or O's or Drive or Gaim had some good stuff too.
I think one of the big problems with Ghosts is the fact it didn't have like a secondary like thing to fall back on. Like Double was all like jazz and detective noir, and Forze had like the space and kind of like the techno-y beat, and Wizard was like mystical.
Yeah, it was really grand.
Gaim had like the samurai thing going on, and so they all had different outlets to kind of put into their music, but Ghost didn't have anything like to put in. Like originally, like you would think like the horror genre and like spooky stuff, because you like spooky music is the thing that exists.
Yeah,
but
Monster
like,
Mash.
They did. Like they didn't.
Pamp was like, nope, hate it.
Any of that at all, and so it all felt very generic and disconnected.
Because there's no, like, eyeball music that I can think of, like, eye-themed. Like, they should have just gone full tilt Ghost with the... Even if they were ended up using more of the eye theme, use, like, the Ghost spooky theme for your soundtrack. Because other than that, like, weird, like, intro track, that was it. Everything else was really weirdly generic and, like, not very fitting of the Ghost theme. So it was... It just stuck out to me because I pay attention to it, and, like, it's normally pretty well done. Even in writer series that I might not like as much, I can, like, say, hey, the score was good. Ghost couldn't even do that right.
Can't even do music right. The only thing I think this show actually did right was the suits.
The suits were awesome. I love the suits.
The suits were great. Like, even Boost, Boost pisses me off. Even Boost suit, I like.
Oh yeah, I really like Boost suit. It's just how much he used it was obnoxious, especially with the sound.
Like, I think the only suit I hate in this entire show is... I'm trying to think of one I hate. I gotta hate one.
I'm not a fan of the Great Eyes final form that was also used in the movie.
Yeah, that one's kind of bulky and weird.
But I liked most of them. I liked most of the forms, at least. I really love Ghost's main suit. I liked Grateful's, even though it looked like it was from, like, Grand Sizers or something. And I didn't like Infinite as much as I thought... Or, fucking hell. Mugen as much as I thought I was going to, but I didn't hate it. I thought it was still kind of neat-looking, but like, I thought I was going to like it more. But...
Yeah, I can understand that.
But yeah, all the suits were just really well done, like... I think Ghost might be my top five suits just because I love that type of stuff. It was like a great mix of like a Halloween vibe with like a skeleton, and it was so wasted. And even the concepts of like the hoodies was what got me at the beginning because, you know, hoodies. They could have had hoodie music. It could have just been like hood rat music.
It's just really street.
It's just like ghetto music, just rap. I don't even know. Oh, Ghost.
So they did that good in... I'm really trying to get this cat off my desk. It's not working at all. In terms of, like, the gear and the gadgets and stuff, I don't like the ghost icons. Like, from a toy standpoint, from a show standpoint, they're okay. It's kind of like whatever. But in terms of a toy standpoint, I will be the first to admit I didn't like Ghost's toy line at all. You could tell in my reviews I was just bored and done with it.
Yeah.
All they do is click, and, like, I might get a little bit of flack for this, but at least with, like, the Astro Switches, they all were different. Cause, yeah, I see. I mean, like, they were all, like, switches, but, like, Pen had, like, the pen top to it, and, like, Stamper looked like a stamper, and, like, Launcher looked like a little missile launcher pod. They were all... They're all very basic, and they also didn't do anything, but they all kind of had their own little element to them that made them different from each other.
Yeah.
Ghost icons, other than having a different sticker on the inside and wear a different color, are all the same exact thing. They're all the same exact shape, and all they do is go click, 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 and the picture changes. Ooh, wow, minutes of fun. So I did not like Ghost's stuff other than I think my extra Ore icon and then the Gaimon Hibiki icons I have. Like, everything Ghost is, like, getting shipped out. Like, it's gone.
I didn't even sell it to anyone. I'm just, like, sending it to China.
And the gadgets, I was really happy to see the return of the Buddy gadgets. And... They completely fell by the wayside, other than the fact that, like, Takeru pulled the Condor Denwar, like, out of his jacket all the time.
Like, that was kind fucking, of amusing, just the concept of it. A fucking
rotary phone. He just pulls out of his goddamn kimono.
Like, just the concept of answering that in public, but also that it would, like, sort of blend in under any sort of shirt.
Yeah, he just pulls it out, and he flips that little thing down, and is like, hello?
It's like it's normal. They did use the spider lantern a lot, but you didn't even have to have it be a spider thing. It could have just been a lantern, like, for all you knew.
Yeah, I think it turned into the spider, like, once.
Yeah.
Like, when it debuted, and then everything... After that, they, like, just pulled it out of, like, Akari's purse or Onari's kimono.
Well, you store things, kimonos.
And...
Kimono, I mean, dog.
Spectre used Cobra a couple times because it was his phone. But the poor Bat Clock, like, other than being used as a gun when he had Billy the Kid out, he, like, never got to do any cool bat shit.
Yeah, he didn't even get to go bat shit. Like, it's unfortunate because I did miss the little gimmicky guys, and I thought the designs were really cool, and I liked that they actually had three purposes by having them used with the weapons, too.
Yeah.
And, like, not all the series completely well utilized all of them, but this one was the least where I felt their presence and, like, their little, like, mascotiness. Like, even Wizard had them adorably running around. And, like, the gorilla doing funny shit. And, like, it was... I actually completely forgot about them until you mentioned it. That's disappointing.
Because, like, after their debut, like, you didn't see their alternate forms, like, at all. They would get used a couple times, but, like, the Condor was just always a phone shoved in Takeru's kimono. The Spider was always a lantern shoved in Onari's kimono. And Cobra was always a phone shoved in Makoto's pocket. And the Bat Clock was just gone. Boring.
They don't even need that clock. That's probably why it's an irrelevant clock.
It's not even set to the right time zone.
And as far as the icons go, I think that they look cool. Like, on my little shelf display of them all stacked up looks kind of neat. But I agree about the toys being boring. I think if they would have made noises, like... Even something as simple, like, if they would have just made the activation noise they made in the show.
Yeah, because, like, I actually kind of like the activation noise For some reason, like, it's very satisfying to me.
Like, it would have been probably boring after a while just to have, like, 10-plus of these that just made that noise, but at least it would have been accurate and it would have done something. But they could have been really cool. Like, they could have said the name of the corresponding person. Kind of like basically been a second coming of Lockseeds.
Excuse me.
Like,
yeah.
They were set up for that. And it would have been cool. It could have been cool. I'm sorry, Legend.
They finally made ones with electronics, and all they do is make fire noises or noises.
Yeah. I think the only one that was like had a decent amount of noises was, I think, was it Mugen's?
Yeah.
I think. So, yeah, like, they look kind of cool, and I liked the concept of it. It just, in terms of collecting them, it didn't work out well, like, for just having a shelf display. That was about it.
I basically got bored with the toy line by episode 8.
And, like, the sunglass slasher, I thought the idea was really cool because of, like, the whole eye thing, sunglasses, but the noises killed it for me. Did you see? I was dead. I killed myself live in the review. I've been a ghost this whole time. I was just, oh my god, the worst.
Mikamabushi!
It was the worst noise. Thank god that didn't show up so often. Like, as often as he used boost, that actually didn't get used very often. It was kind of interesting to actually have his mid-season or mid-season 2.0 or whatever, since they have, like, quarter-season and mid-season combos now. I still call them combos. but, like, Grateful being, like, a full-on separate belt system, because usually it's, like, an attachment or something, you know?
Right.
Or a separate, like, wrist device or something like that. So it was almost an entirely different rider system, which, like, if the show changed status quo, it would have been interesting if, like, he actually lost the Ghost Driver for a bit and used that for, like, a chunk and then got the driver back with the final form, but...
Or
that
just was never got the driver back and had the final form hook to that one or something?
Yeah, exactly. But, like, that was kind of at least something interesting, like, different they did, and that toy was kind of cool.
Yeah, like, I liked that toy a lot, and it felt really weird because there was this weird disconnect where that never really happened before, to where, like, he has to, like, physically remove his Ghost Driver and attach this other driver to transform.
Yeah.
It didn't matter so much when he was Takeru, but the few times he transformed from, like, Ore or Boost into Grateful were just really weird, because then you had, like, a base suit with no belt whatsoever.
Yeah, because you think it would just completely de-untransform him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was weird. Like, it was a cool idea. It did come up with some weird stuff, but... it was a cool idea, but it just came out weird. That kind of describes Ghost.
And
it was a good idea, but it was wrong.
I like the Mega Loader a lot, only because the voice is so cool.
Yeah, I like the voice for that a lot.
The toy itself kind of ultimately failed because it didn't have a reader in it. But the voice is really cool, at least.
Yeah, it would have been... It was nice for the review, just because it's nice to not have to pull out all the icons. Yeah. But, like, it would have been cool to have a reader for everything, just to hear all the noises and the cool voice. Like, I filmed that Silver Morpher review, and I'm, like, sitting there just about to, like, commit suicide and drink bleach doing all the chargers again. Energize! Unleash the power. Do we have to say both? There's too many phrases to get this shit going. Boosto! Ghosto!
Is
there missing? Or, like, product-wise? I don't think so. There was that weird... I think the biggest fail of the line was Spectre's repainted sunglass slasher. Nobody bought that.
Yeah.
They didn't even have the decency to try to make you buy it by putting new icons with it.
Yeah, it's like they didn't even care. They're like, we know no one's gonna buy this. It's okay.
It was like they were just trying to get rid of the extra boosts or regular sunglass slasher stock, apparently. I would have much rather, like, bought a retail of the repainted, like, Gongon hand with the icons, because I don't want to pay premium prices for it, but if they would have released that in the retail slot compared to Spectres, I probably would have got it.
Yeah. Mabushi!
Oh, God. The worst. The worst noise. I think it's my least favorite, like, toku noise of all time. That's saying something.
I think that's about it. I mean, there's only so much bad we could say. And, like, honestly, the only praise for this show I could possibly give is for the suits. That...
Yeah.
None of the characters, none of the plot points, none of the music. I can't even talk about, like, the insert songs, because you know how I'm about the insert songs. Like, yeah. I fucking love the lyrical music, kind of like you're always into the score and stuff. Like, I'm all about the lyrical music. Ghost had none. Ghost had the theme song, and that was it. And it had zero insert. It's the first Rider series to have no insert songs whatsoever.
Somehow it makes sense, given Ghost. I don't know why, but it does.
And it made me incredibly upset. Because, like, I have playlists on my phone for, like, the different Rider series. Or, like, sometimes I do, like, do them by year. So I put, like, the Rider series with the Sentai series together. Yeah. And, this year is just fucking pitiful. It's Ghost theme song. The Drive and Ghost song. That was in that movie. And then whatever's out for Geoger. I'm like, this might as well just be Geoger playlist.
It's like Geoger featuring Ghost, like, as if in the same respect that Super Sentai was featured in the Superhero Taisen movies. It was like a 3-second cameo. Oh. Ghost couldn't even get music right.
So I'm hoping X8 has some insert songs, because I think those could be batshit crazy in all the best ways. But at the very least, if they don't, I think X8's going to have a pretty awesome score, so...
Yeah, if that one track's any indication, if it's in it, I really hope it is. But yeah, Ghost was just a hot mess and a hot disappointment.
I would just call it a cold one, to be honest. It was
it didn't even deserve the hot temperature.
It has no body heat.
True. There you go. Boom, nailed it. Cold spots. How did I not even think of that? All right.
I'm so glad it's done. I'm so happy.
I really hope X8 is better. We say that about every Rider series, but this time we really need it.
Like, if X8 sucks, I don't know what I'm going to do.
We're going to do the same thing we did this year. We'll be standing here a year from now saying, I hope whatever the hell's next is better. We're in the honeymoon phase of Kamen Rider, whatever in the hell, 2018, 17, I don't know. What are we in Pawnee yet? I guess now it's time for...
Oh shit, we have to talk about Dino Charge.
I know, I just remembered it like 3 seconds.
Dino Charge discussions with Shuki. I feel bad because this episode, like, sans the weird plot about the cake that didn't need to be in this episode whatsoever.
At all.
It was a great fucking episode. Like, it was fantastic.
The Rangers were also idiots. They were, like, the biggest idiots of all time in this episode. Like, even more than usual.
That's the most of the time, so...
Yeah, but, like, it was funny because all their dialogue was, how'd they get their Zords? It's not possible. It's not like we leaked our stats to the internet. Like, that was their whole dialogue. Like, they would cut to the villains doing cool stuff, and they cut back to the Rangers being like, bow! Cut back to the villains, back to the Rangers, bow! It's like, for fuck's sake. Is this a Dino Charger? That's it. Take him out to the back. It's just, like...
Which one did he pick up? Was it a Titano Charger? I couldn't fucking tell.
I thought it was Tyrannos, maybe? I don't know. But, like, regardless of whose it was, he should have recognized it, since he's supposed to be the smartest one with 15 different careers. Like, they were stuck on stupid. But all the villain stuff was really cool. I love the explanation that Sledge was actually recruiting the bounties to be an army, which kind of makes things make a little more sense.
Yeah, and I like the bigger evil thing that they got going on, because it was kind of like when they brought Lord Zed in, and, like, Rita worked under Lord Zed. So it was like, oh, there's a greater evil here. So it was kind of cool with that. And, like, the whole bounty thing makes sense.
Yeah, because so, before there was all kinds of, like, jokes and mentions of, like, well, he's a bounty hunter, then why doesn't he just go collect this? Or, you know, he's not really that evil. But, like, now he was a bounty hunter, but he was, like, contracted specifically to bring all these people. I mean, there is some really weird logic about how long it's been. He hired him millions of years ago. They should both be dead, even by monster standards.
Well, there was a lot of drawbacks to doing this whole, like, dinosaur age thing.
Yeah.
Because nobody thought that through, I don't think.
Yeah.
But, oh well.
Because even if it was the classic 10,000 years, you know, that's like the golden time. It would make more sense than the millions of years that this dude's been waiting for his army. And that the army wasn't
Whatever
fed.
He was trying to take over is probably long gone.
Yeah, it's... Oh, it's
And, like,
stupid.
None of them even ever really bring that up. Like, the fact that it's been that long, it's just kind of irrelevant.
They make it seem like it's been, like, a couple years or months or something. But that kind of bit of logic that bothers me aside, it was cool to get a bit of explanation about that. And since they did actually kind of lay out some hints about that he's working for someone else. And it was a cool way of seeing them actually take control of the Zords. Like, it was different than what would usually happen in that type of episode where the villains get control of the Zords for whatever reason. And... Shit, what else? The whole cake thing.
Like,
was
why was that even here?
Shit.
Like, it didn't do anything.
The whole point was, though, because of the recipe... The Chase correlated, you have to try a different technique with the recipe, to we have to try a different technique on this Megazord, which you could have just figured out if you had just watched a single episode that had the same trope. There's been so many episodes
of
Power Rangers.
Or just put in a tiny bit of logic.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I also like how fucking Riley was like, so logically we can't beat him. Just do something different.
Yeah, like... That's all it would have taken. You wouldn't have to think about cakes or anything. All you would have to say is, it knows all our moves. Well, then let's try a new one. Not, hey, remember the lesson we learned because our cafe suddenly needs to learn how to make this cake, even though it's just a food court? It's just... It was
It's
stupid.
The most fanciful museum food court I've ever seen in my life. Like, they have to worry about all this shit. They have to worry about food critics and Yelp scores.
It's ridiculous.
Guys, if we don't make this lady a cake, she's going to give us bad reviews on Yelp.
They're going to shut the whole museum down for some reason. Like, well, it looks like we're going to have to sell all these dinosaur bones to another museum because the restaurant got bad reviews. Better call Ben Stiller.
I still don't know how this place operates. Like, why is there always people there?
I know, because you'd have to pay admission to get into the museum to get to the cafe, wouldn't you?
Like, unless this is an open admission museum. But still, why would you go there instead of McDonald's?
Yeah, well, or any restaurant that's more convenient. Just even if it was free to get in, the thought of having to walk through the museum to get to the restaurant instead of just walking in a restaurant's front door and being there. It's just... It's really stupid when you think
like,
about
if
it.
If I wanted the atmosphere, I could just go to Rainforest Cafe, to be honest.
There you go. Boom. Or you go to that... What was the dinosaur cafe in Parks and Rec? It was like the Rainforest Cafe with dinosaurs?
Shit.
Jurassic Fork!
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, God. Good times. Yeah. That was a better explanation. They should have just had the restaurant like be next to the museum or something. Or not even have them related. Tommy had the base and then they also had the cyber cafe. They had storm chargers and ninja ops. They had the Root Core and Rockporium, for fuck's sake. The command center and the juice bar, even in season one. No need for it. What was I gonna say? Well, I want to know what like the writers' room was like when they decided that they needed that cake storyline. I mean, I guess maybe that was their way of shoehorning in the New Zealand references.
I maybe like Do they have a quota? Do they have a quota of New Zealand references they have to fill in order to get their paycheck?
Apparently. Like, for God's sake, it's so obvious it's not even funny anymore.
We got one dude from New Zealand. They've been to New Zealand. Now they have to make a cake about New Zealand.
He mentions he's a Kiwi almost every episode. He's got one on his skateboard, for God's sake. Like, how much thicker do you want to lay this on? This is like, and it's funny because it is the one dude. It's like not back when we used to hire a full-fledged talented cast.
but that aside, like, it was nice to see the villains do something.
Yeah.
And because I've always liked Heckle, and then they kind of neutered him a bit.
Because he's been reduced to nonsensical nonsense.
So it was really nice to see that start to pick up, and I from like reading the spoilers and stuff, I like what a lot of these future episodes are doing. I think it's just a shame that most of it's gonna get mixed up in shit like this cake plot.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's always gonna be like, here's a lot of really awesome like villain story moments. Oh, here's the Rangers doing Ranger shit.
Yeah. Absolute literal shit.
So that's a bit of a shame, but...
Yeah, because that's what I gather from it, too, is there's some cool stuff with Ranger nonsense, and then also I'm curious to see how the cool stuff plays out, because there's a lot of cool ideas that I want to see how they play out, because it's hard to decipher from the run-on sentence that was the summaries of these. So, was written by Nadia. I go make bowling. It's me! So... We'll have to see.
It's me.
So that'll be a thing.
But yeah, I need more of this villain stuff and less of the cake stuff, please.
Like, if I didn't know how it ended, I'd be rooting for the villains to win and just like step on the Rangers.
I'm rooting for the villains to win anyway.
Like, maybe it'll change. It's like when you rewatch something and you're nervous, even though you know what happens, because you're expecting a different outcome this time for some reason.
Look, the international airings gave us the slightly better legendary battle, so maybe they'll change the finale.
Maybe. Or they don't erase continuity, just willy-nilly. Classic.
Fucking dinosaurs.
Ruining everything. But now it's time for...
Ramble, ramble, ramble time.
So, now that I remember what it was about, I was actually surprised, I was telling you this before, that Pokemon was actually already in the tournament. Because I pay attention to, like, the screen caps, but I just felt like it was going to be a little bit longer before we actually got to the tournament. It always feels like there's 7 days and seven nights of walking, at least. That dude with the giant poofy hair got totally pwned by Pokemon Alon. He got sweeped. He never used another Pokemon. Yeah, like, especially since, like, I don't remember their names, but his other friend was like, oh, he's been training all week, and then he got totally pwned by Charizard.
Milo.
It was neat to see Mega Charizard Y, though.
Yeah.
For, like, 3 seconds before he got pwned and then sweeped.
Which, it's a shame, because I really like Mega Charizard Y, so...
It seemed like... I was surprised, like... how that went down, like, at least he could have gotten sweeped and then had, like, the final battle been a really cool, like, climactic battle between the two of them. It just happened very quickly. He's like, Mega Charizard Y's debut, and then he got knocked down. Like, I don't even think he scored a decent hit, which is kind of disappointing.
poor Trevor.
That's his name. There you go. I knew it the whole time. I was just testing you.
You suck in the video game. Your Pokemon card sucks. You suck in the anime. You just kind of suck in general, dude. Sorry.
Your hair sucks. It's just the worst. I feel like there's going to be something growing in it.
Your name also sucks. Sorry to anyone named Trevor.
Three Trevors just hung up. I don't know why it's like a call and they hung up. But
Milo, get off my desk. Go. But he just fucking flopped over. Goddamn fucking little troll.
There was a really weird, like, subplot about this dude that was mad that he didn't get the badges in time. And was, like, yeah. forced Ash to fight him in the hallway for some reason. That was weird. He's like, there's a lot of us that just didn't make it in time, okay? Because there's just so many people to help in between gyms, we just couldn't keep up. And I don't know how the leak always magically lands on when you get your badges, but... There's never a waiting period.
Fucking magic.
And so there was that, and then, like, Ash made it to his battle and then won off screen. So, that was a thing.
Hey, but at least Ash, did you win? Yeah.
We didn't even need to see it, don't worry about it. But at least we're pretty much in for a really solid chunk of episodes because we have the tournament, and then, like, immediately after that is, the climax of the Zygarde arc. So that'll be cool.
It sounds like a lot of cool things are happening in Japan too, so
yeah, so like at least we know that there's not going to be very much dumb filler for a while, which is going to be kind of nice.
Yeah.
And then like as that's happening, we'll find out more about the Sun and Moon anime.
Yeah, I see new pictures of Sun and Moon anime every day, and like it just keeps fucking getting weirder. I seen some pictures today that are in, like, this really weird style, and it's like the Pokemon anime is turning into one of those, like, comedic animes.
Oh, God. Because I haven't even... Is it going, like, Ben 10 Reboot, like, Teen Titans Go on us?
I don't know. Like, I don't think to that level, necessarily. I would try to hook you up with pictures if I could go find them, but... fucking cat flopped on my fucking keyboard.
Okay, because I was going to say, I haven't seen anything since the initial trailer and, like, the poster and stuff.
With the obvious balloon. You act like I don't fucking pay attention to you all day. I mean, granted, I don't, but...
It's his pets and he needs it now. Called J.G. Wentworth. You know how it is.
J.G. Wentworth. 877 cash now.
Those commercials are effective. Let's see. There was actually no new, like, news this week, but next week we should have little bits of game news to talk about.
Yep.
So there's that. I think the only other Ramble Time topic is S.H.I.E.L.D., right?
Yep, until next week.
Oh, yeah, because next week all the CW comes back, but oddly enough, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s off for a week.
Yeah.
We're doing, like, a two-week hiatus thing for reasons.
The vice presidential debate's on.
Oh, yeah, okay. That'll be fun. You can just watch a racist debate the most suburban dad of all time. Like, he is, though. He's like my character when I had to be like the brightest timeline Dawson in that one episode. Okay, so S.H.I.E.L.D. was also pretty good this week. It continued the quality from last week, I thought.
They're knocking it out of the park. Like, these were great two episodes.
I think Ghost Freak still looks really cool.
Ghost Freak?
Did I really say Ghost Freak?
Yeah, you really did.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Ghost Freak. Speaking of Ben 10. But yeah, Ghost Rider looks really cool still. Like, it was just a really cool moment when he came in and, like, pwned that ghost and, like, went all flame heady. It's really funny. The new director isn't at all what I expected him to be. I thought he was going to be like a really stern, like, asshole like character, like by the books. And he is kind of like by the books.
Like, he's very like, you know, whatever, man.
Yeah, because like he's got like this, hey, we need to follow these rules, but he's all like, he's kind of like friendly about it.
Yeah.
And, like, it's funny because I talked to George and he said it was, like, Michael Scott, but honestly it reminded me of more of Chris Traeger when he first showed up. Like, really friendly and just trying to make all these changes. Like, I half expected, like, Coulson to have a spin chair and, like, Fitzsimmons to have one of those weirdo keyboards. Like, that's what it reminded me of. And he's also an Inhuman super soldier thing.
Yeah, because, so, like, in the comics he's, like, the Patriot or whatever.
Yeah, I read about that today. So... I don't think they'll go 100% that direction.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, they might do the Patriot, but I don't think they'll get as far as to, like, making him Captain America or anything like that.
Yeah, because they did mention Cap, so I don't want to say never, but I just kind of doubt they would do it on the show, given how unconnected they are at the moment.
Yeah, I think the Cap reference was just another small Civil War jab.
Yeah. Make it sound like they're, like, razzing the movie. But yeah, that's at least kind of cool. Like, it's a really cool move to make him an Inhuman, and it kind of makes sense from, I guess, a political standpoint to make the director an Inhuman to sort of gain trust. And I like that it was actually Coulson's idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I do kind of miss Coulson as director, though. Like, it just seems weird. You think he could at least be, like, vice director or something? He's like, I didn't... Oh, Jesus. That was, like... You were being strangled.
Oh, that was fun.
But I was like, like, I don't even know. I'm a little bit
scared. It's okay, I won't die.
But it was funny because Coulson said, like, I didn't want to be the face for several reasons. He's like, I can't let my identity be known to the Avengers because they're never going to connect our movies and shows. So I can't be. What else went down in this episode? I was surprised that I thought it was going to be at least one or two more episodes before Daisy actually encountered anybody else from the group.
Daisy just kind of strolled in.
Yeah, she's like, hey, first thing I save you guys. Don't even worry about it.
Oh shit, it's you guys.
I know you guys. I know him. I know him. But she's not, like, you know, staying with him or anything, obviously. But I'm still just kind of surprised she ran into him. Mac had his awesome shotgun axe, as per usual.
I fucking love that so much. I love that it's a real thing.
Yeah, like, I like how that became one of his main things. What else went down? May went full tilt crazy. That's another thing I thought was going to... I thought it would be at least one more episode before she went full. Like, I thought that...
A lot of things happened in this episode I wasn't expecting until another episode or two.
Yeah, like, things are accelerating with that. And, like, because I thought, at the very least, like, she would steadily go crazy, and then, like, part one of the cliffhangers into next week was going to be someone finding out, but not, like, everybody. Like, she went full on, like, attacking everybody. So, and apparently they're hinting toward... They're bringing Supernatural in, obviously, with ghosts, and they're hinting towards a book called, like, The Darkhold or something that George is freaking out about, and all I could think of was The Grimhold from the Nicolas Cage movie with... from Sorcerer's Apprentice. And that's going to be, hopefully, a better-done storyline about science-y people like Fitz and Simmons accepting the paranormal than they did with Ikari.
I don't really know anything about it. Like, George is like, I can't wait for them to try to wrap their heads around it. I'm just not going to try.
That's usually my policy when I become confused.
It's a book that's connected to a book from Doctor Strange.
And it's supernatural stuff.
It's something about containing, like, ghosts and stuff. It's like, I feel like it's the crate from, like, the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo, except in a book form.
Exactly. I like that we're getting the paranormal magic stuff, though. I like that we're starting to add that. Like, I get the angle they'll probably go for with, like, people being skeptical, but it still always drives me crazy in these types of shows. Because there's so much crazy stuff in the world that then, like, one more thing, it's, like, one too far, apparently. Like in Jessica Jones, where, like, couldn't be mind control. Aliens and Norse gods don't exist. Like, it's different in our world where everything's really boring, so you have skeptics. But in a world where, like, literally every single other thing is possible, every single thing is unbelievable. Snagglepuss is just coming out this one. But it kind of drives me a little bit crazy. But other than that, I just hope they don't, you know, lean into that for too long. Too much skepticalness. That's a word. I don't think anything else happened in this episode. Because it was May crazy. Daisy, fucking hell.
Daisy pretty much held Robbie captive, like, the whole episode. Oh, my van is broken. I guess I have to stay here. Your van's fixed. Oh, look, my van's broken. I guess I have to stay here.
Those were on-point Quake effects. Like, so accurate.
My sound effects are on point today.
Really? It's like on par with my Blues Clues. And then he like got her back by holding her hostage for like 5 minutes before he left. I like that they're tying like his storyline and his origins to the ghost stuff that's going on. Like, I knew they were going to be interconnected with like the mystical stuff, but I didn't think they were going to be like very directly connected.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be more like her dabbling in the supernatural elements with him, and then like the team dabbling in the supernatural elements with this ghost stuff was going to converge, like in trying to help each other. But so that's going to be kind of interesting.
I've got a lot of like good feelings about this the rest of the season.
Yeah, it started like, off
they're
really
going
good.
In a really cool direction. They started off really strong. There's a lot of mystery to keep you, like, interested, and they're not, like, being too mysterious about it, though, to where, you're, like, you just kind of want to quit. Like, yeah. There's a really nice balance right now, and I like that a lot.
And I like that for this season we're, like, able to take on the new themes of, like, Supernatural and Ghost Rider, because that's the way they keep advertising it. but, like, they're not forgetting about, like, the Inhuman stuff, like, with the new director and whatnot. Because I was thinking, like, just before they did that I hope that they keep the Inhuman stuff around just because I feel like they never fully tapped into some of its potential last season. Like, the Secret Warriors was kind of lame because it was, like, three people that showed up, like, 1.5 times. So, like, I don't think it'll ever be, or maybe necessarily should be, a full season focus again. But, like, I like that it could be a secondary focus so they could do stuff like that alongside whatever the current season's bit is. So I like that they're not forgetting about it.
What happened to other dude?
What other dude?
Like the melting dude?
I don't know. I guess he just hasn't showed up yet. Maybe he... Was he in the last batch of episodes?
I don't remember.
I don't either. I don't think he died. Maybe he died and we forgot, but I don't think so. Just Google, did Melty Dude die? if he didn't... And we didn't forget about it, then I just assume he'll probably show up at some random point. Because, like, when Yo-Yo showed up, it wasn't, like, showing up as a team. It was just kind of her on her own. So I imagine if he's not dead, he'll show up again at some point.
Did Melty Dude die? First result is, I melt with you. It's a 2011 American art house thriller film directed by Mark Pallington. But the second hit is Joey. I found
him. There you go. Classic Joey.
Thank you, Marvel Cinematic Universe Wiki, for somehow understanding that Melty Dude is this guy. Man, the internet's amazing.
I love when you encounter something like that where someone's had the same problem as you before. Like, my friend was once looking for this, trying to remember the name of this actor that was in a werewolf movie, and he was trying to describe him to me as a dude that looked kind of like a monkey, and he Googled guy that looks like an ape in a werewolf movie, and, like, it was, the actor was, like, the first result. it was pretty great. I did think it was, like, speaking of those Inhumans, though, that it was, like, I guess I could see why he came to the conclusion, but it just seemed like such an immediate conclusion that Mac realized that Yo-Yo was the one stealing those meds. Yeah. It just seemed kind of oddly immediate. Like, I don't know, just kind of trying to rush that connection? I don't know.
He just left. When they were accusing the Inhumans of being hived.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Back then when the base was under lockdown. He left then.
Okay. So he'll probably be back at some point. Okay. I don't think there's anything
melty,
else.
Dude.
I stopped the rolled melt with you.
It's funny because I actually wrote Melty Dude.
Well, and given that you found it so quickly, you know someone else has described it that way.
good times. Made my night, to be honest.
What, does he have an actual, like, superhero name?
I think he did in the comics. He didn't ever have one.
Is it Melty Dude?
shit. No. I don't know, thanks.
Abilities. Oh, it doesn't really matter. He'll just be known as Melty Dude from now on.
Yeah, he just Melty Dude.
George. I mean, it makes sense. It fits.
It's how I found him on Google, so...
You know how it is.
Everyone knows it's how it works.
Alright.
I wonder if you can find me on Google by typing that fat toy reviewer.
I don't know. Maybe if you include that had a heart attack? Shuku Shinobi heart attack? Classic.
Good times. So Flash is back next week and I couldn't be happier.
And Arrow, so... we'll see.
It's looking alright.
Yeah, but I said the same thing about Season 4, so I'm cautiously optimistic. At least, like, the 100th episode and crossovery stuff looks kind of neat. And then, like, the week after that, we'll have Legends to talk about from, like, a week behind, like usual, and Supergirl will be back, and everything's coming back. So, it's exciting times.
What a time to be alive.
Really, it is, though. All right, so now it's time for...
Final Things, MP3.
Final Things!
N3P. So, yep, next week, TTMF, send in those questions or those fuck, marry, kills or both and all that jazz. I don't know why I said jazz.
Well, we got Flash next week, Arrow next week, X8 starts next week.
It's going to be a big week.
Yeah.
Not Will the cops return? Find out next time.
I hope the cops return. Fucking best part of the episode.
Gotta find out what happened.
Next time on Dawson's Apartment.
Next time on Dawson's Apartment. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for your neighbors?